Thursday's front page, the leaders of President Obama's bipartisan deficit reduction commission are calling for an end to cost of living increases for Social Security and for deductions on mortgage interest. That's in a draft report. They have 3 weeks to come up with a final version. 8 months after the election, Iraq finally agreed on a unity government. And attention shoppers, this is the season for free shipping for things you buy online. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins after this.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features 911 assist to give you peace of mind. If your airbag deploys, Sync automatically calls 911 using your cell phone and immediately puts you in contact with a 911 operator. And it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. Visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Our top story says the Presidential Deficit Reduction Commission is calling for deep cuts in spending starting in 2012. It also wants the tax code overhauled to bring in more revenue. A draft proposal says those changes would erase nearly $4 trillion in projected deficits by the year 2020. Among other things, the draft calls for increasing the federal gasoline tax by 15 cents a gallon, putting off full Social Security retirement benefits to age 69, and ending the deductions for interest on mortgages. The changes would lower individual tax rates to 8% for the lowest tax bracket and 23% for the highest. Right now, it's 35%. Iraqi leaders reached a tentative agreement on a unity government comprising major ethnic and religious factions. That ends an 8-month political impasse and gives Nouri Kamal al-Maliki a second term as prime minister. The agreement means Sunni Arabs will be involved in the new government. Going into the March elections, they had supported the bloc led by Maliki's main rival, Ayad Alawi. Walmart is offering free shipping for online shoppers on 60,000 items, including many toys and electronics. It's not the only retailer making a bid for cost-conscious online shoppers. Target and JCPenney also have free shipping programs. Sears, Toys R Us, and Williams-Sonoma have been watching Amazon's success with single-fee shipping, offering year-round shipping for a set price. Walmart says it's not raising prices to cover the free shipping. It also says it won't push shippers like UPS and FedEx to absorb the costs. The FDA wants to take the glamour out of smoking. It's proposing new warning labels for cigarette packages. One shows a toe tag on a corpse. Another shows a mother blowing smoke on a baby. Some cigarette makers say they'll go to court, claiming the labels infringe on their right of free speech. In China, mentally ill people were once treated with readings from Chairman Mao. Psychiatric treatment has been resurrected, but the official response to mental illness is often to look the other way. That's what some say happened in Zhejiang, near the Vietnamese border, where a man named Yang Jiaqin attacked 5 people with a kitchen cleaver. 3 were children. His doctors say that despite clear signs of schizophrenia, Yang had received only 1 month of medical care since 2005. Also on page one, a follow-up on schools chancellor Joel Klein's departure here in New York. Until the surprise announcement on Tuesday, hardly anyone in government knew he was leaving or that Mayor Michael Bloomberg had chosen magazine executive Kathleen Black to replace him. There's no evidence anyone else was interviewed or even seriously considered. We'll go inside Thursday's Times after this.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features 911 assist. If ever your airbag deploys, Sync automatically calls 911 using your cell phone. Bypassing call centers, you're immediately put in contact with a 911 operator, and Sync will even deliver an urgent message to the emergency operator if you're unable to respond. That's peace of mind made possible by Sync. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. Visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Inside Thursday's Times, a tuition protest in London turned violent. Demonstrators tried to storm the Conservative Party's headquarters. They were protesting proposals to cut education spending and increase tuition for university students. More than 50,000 people also gathered for a second demonstration near Parliament. Tuition could nearly triple at some universities. The Obama administration is increasingly saying the U.S. will have forces in Afghanistan until at least the end of 2014. The idea is to persuade the Afghans and the Taliban there won't be significant troop withdrawals next summer. That's a move away from President Obama's July target for beginning a drawdown. With satirical writing and digitally altered photographs, the humor newspaper The Onion has created a fictional version of Vice President Joseph Biden. Only in The Onion is Biden a boozing womanizer with a taste for muscle cars. He's never washed his car in the White House driveway, but The Onion said he did. He's never starred in ads that played up his swagger as a playboy either, but The Onion said he did that too. The Onion says it has more Biden material than it knows what to do with. NASA's planned successor to the Hubble Space Telescope is running about a third over its $5 billion budget. An independent review panel also says it's more than a year behind schedule. The panel says the new telescope could end up costing as much as $6.8 billion. The earliest possible launch date is September 2015. That's our preview of Thursday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.